13 months ago, I was walking in this room as Bradley State University's new athletic director. By the office of the mayor, Councilman Shad, Marianne Tice, and several members of the GSU National Alumni Chapter here in Shreveport. I left that meeting looking for opportunities to rekindle the relationship that had been established so many years before during the Red River Classic. And ever since that day, we have been working to make this game, as well as others, here in Independence Stadium, a reality. Mayor Glover has championed this effort to make this game happen. We are grateful to the mayor and the city for his commitment and his ability to get things done. We look forward to partnering with the city of Shreveport in the future. We are committed, as a university, to bring several games to the city of Shreveport over the next few years. We have named our series the Fort City Classic, and LA Tech is the first opponent in that series. Ruth Vandenbilt and I have been able to work through so many challenges that have kept these fine institutions apart for many years, 65 years to be exact. In so many ways, we are joined at the hip. We are members of the University of Louisiana system. We compete against each other in several sports. Several of Grambling alumni have undergraduate degrees from Grambling and graduate degrees from LA Tech. Members of our general student population attend games even when Grambling is not an opponent. Many of the corporate sponsors that we have in the Ruston area have leadership that graduated from Louisiana Tech. I don't know all that's kept this game from happening, but this is the right time, and certainly this is the right place. There are some who believe that this game will challenge the camaraderie that we now share. On the contrary, this game will take us to new levels of appreciation for one another, and our communities will find new ways to work together. It has been said that sports is the great equalizer. Where else can an investment banker and a sanitation engineer sit side by side for 3 hours and cheer on the same team?
All right.
Where else in America can Republicans and Democrats agree on anything?
All right.
This game represents football the way it should be. Before ESPN, when it was still a game, before free agency, before shoe contracts, before glorified prima donnas took the field, before end zone charades and the names of jerseys, the names on the back of jerseys, just a oblong ball and a test of wills. In this economic downturn, I believe the worker relationship between Grambling and Tech can be used as a model by other institutions to maximize revenue and to minimize expenses. It is my hope that the activities surrounding this game will attract outside guests and beckon them to spend a few nights in the city of Shreveport. We will have several activities, as we will announce later. We have contracted Liberty Sports, a division at LA Tech Sports Properties, to place all the corporate sponsorships for this game. However, Grambling will handle all the print media advertising and vendors. If you have any questions about tickets or parking, call the prospective ticket offices. If you have questions about game operations, credentials, staffing activities, call the GSU Athletics. Finally, I want to thank Dr. Paul for embracing the vision for this game. I want to thank my staff for their creativity and their work in burning the midnight off. because there is truly much work to be done. Last but not least, I want to thank Shelly Randall, Patrick Wesley, and Ronnie Hammond for your responsiveness and your attention to detail. You have been a pleasure to work with, and I look forward to the day ahead. Again, thank you.